Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Summertime can be a really tricky season for pet owners. Many dogs and cats develop a seasonal itch. But how do you know if it's serious and how to treat it? Well, our resident vet, Niamh Fagan, is here now to answer all of your questions. Good to see you, Niamh. We'll start with the dogs. What are the main causes for itching in dogs?
Yes, so main causes, allergies is a big one. We've been through that before. Allergies and then also parasites, especially around this time of the year, burdens are much higher. So we would see fleas, mites, they'd be a big cause of itching.
What about ticks? We were talking about ticks last week on the programme. Are they're probably an issue this time of the year as well?
They absolutely are, yes. Less so itching. It's more so you have to go looking for them. Really important as well to keep on top of an anti-parasitic treatment to make sure that ticks are, if they are attached, that they fall off and die. Anti-parasitic treatment is really, really important. Preventative, not only just to treat when the infection actually starts.
So now is the time to do all of the flea treatments and all of that business.
Yeah, if you're doing it any time of the year, kind of early spring, right through to the end of summer is really, really important. Some products will last a month, some products will last 3 months. It's important to get a prescription product as well. That's what I would advise. A lot of the time I would get dogs and cats in maybe with a flea burden and the owner says, oh, I put a spot on them last week. But the spot on has been bought maybe from a local supermarket or a pet shop. These products aren't regulated and sometimes they're herbal products, things like that. So I advise a prescription product from your vet.
And they might work for some people and that's fine, but you're saying your standard is that you would get something on prescription to manage it, particularly at this time of the year. So when it comes to cats then, are there different reasons behind the itch in the cat?
So it's much the same, but the most common would be slightly different, I suppose. So with cats, we do have allergies. Flea allergy dermatitis is a big one. So it's not the physical fleas that are the issue, but more so when the flea bites the cat, the saliva causes an allergic reaction. And you can diagnose that. A strong sign of that is if you run your hand down your cat's back, there's a bumpy kind of texture to the skin and they're scratching a lot as well. So
sounds really irritating for the poor cat.
It's really uncomfortable. So they'll need treatment for the skin and then to treat the underlying flea problem as well.
Okay, so you'll have to deal with two problems there. Well, listen, questions coming in. This one about a cockapoo from Josephine. The cockapoo is well-groomed but constantly scratching. I can't see anything on his skin and he gets a monthly tablet for parasites and fleas.
Mm-hmm. So you've covered the flea burden there, or the parasite burden. Cockapoos are actually prone to having allergies. So what the allergy is, you know, I can't tell you as to whether maybe it is a food, maybe it's an environmental allergy. Is this something that happens just in the summer months? Is it pollen, grass, that kind of thing? Or is it all year long? And if it's all year long, we might need to go down a food route. Again, speaking to your vet and getting a prescription diet and trialling that.
But can you test to see what's causing the allergy?
You can to a certain degree. How reliable they are is not 100% certain. You can get bloods done, and again, your vet can go through that. You can get bloods done for environmental allergies, but not for food allergies.
But you are going to have to, if you have a dog or a cat that's constantly itching, you're going to have to try and rule things out to see what's causing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you do never get to the bottom of it, and it's treatment, because you can't leave the dog or cat scratching. It's, you know, it's miserable life to be living if they're itching all the time. But it's narrowing it down and breaking it down that way. But again, a good diary, a good history of what's been happening, how often is it happening, and what has that dog or cat been exposed to is really important. If you bring that to your vet, they'll have all the information there and they can kind of start off on a good foot then.
But to treat the itch initially, are you talking steroids?
So steroids are an option. There is alternatives, maybe safer alternatives, especially for younger, healthier dogs. We don't want to be giving steroids all the time to them. So there is multiple options there. There's other injections and tablets that they can get.
Okay, this listener has a dog with recurring ear infections and the dog has been started on a medication called Apoquel. Does that prevent the ear infection, they want to know?
So that prevents the allergy. So you get an allergy and you'll then get inflammation. With inflammation comes an infection, and that's where the infections are reoccurring. So it's treating the underlying issue, which is the allergy. And that's why Apoquel has been prescribed.
Right, for that animal. Right. Mm-hmm. This is a 10-year-old golden retriever who constantly gets a skin allergy, which is flared up really bad at the moment. I constantly get antibiotics and a skin scrub for him. Is it from the grass? It tends to flare up from wet grass, they think.
It could be. Grass is a common allergen for dogs. So it could be. And how do you control that? This is a common case of we can't actually control that allergen. We need to manage the symptoms and make sure the dog is comfortable. So the treatment that's been prescribed and just trying to get on top of it before the allergy gets really bad is really mm-hmm. important.
So if somebody suspects it's a food allergy, what do you advise you rule out in those circumstances?
Yeah. So the most common causes of allergens with food is protein. So chicken is really, really high on the list. Chicken, beef, pork and dairy is really high as well. So you can try rule it out yourself, but it is, you know, I've had clients come in and they've gone through 100 different foods. You need to be consistent, use it for a good couple of weeks. And my advice is to get a prescription diet as well. If you're going to do it right the first mm-hmm. time and kind of be as thorough as you can.
Can you get plant-based vegan food for dogs?
You can. Not advised, especially not for cats. There is an insect food you can get, which is what we call a novel protein. And this is actually quite successful. So they're getting the protein from insects, which they wouldn't have been exposed to before, and therefore we're not seeing mm-hmm. an allergy. So that's another option.
I would imagine that's an expensive road to go down, is it, at the moment?
It can be, yeah. It mm-hmm. depends on the brand of the food. You can always do your own research and see what's available online. But an insect food, if you can get it in, it depends on the brand, you know.
Yeah, fish wasn't on your allergen list. Is fish
okay? No, it can be. It can be an issue. Again, another source of protein. It's lower on the list compared to your chickens and beef, but it is there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This listener would like to know if there's a way to prevent the cat picking up ticks. The cat spends a lot of time sleeping in the garden.
Yeah.
Which sounds nice in itself.
It does. Sounds like a nice life. To prevent it, you can't, unless you're preventing the cat from roaming where he wants to roam, especially with cats. It's very difficult. The thing is to get on top of the anti-parasitic treatment. So treating him with a spot on monthly would be very important, because various diseases can be spread through ticks. And also, if he's prone to ticks, he's probably going to be prone to picking up fleas. So it's get on top of that. You don't want fleas coming into your house. And if you have multiple pets in the house as well, it's spreading between the pets.
Right. But you are going to have to pick those ticks out, even if you're doing the treatment.
Sometimes they will fall off and die themselves. Okay. I always say if they're in an area where there is a high burden of ticks, you'll always want to be grooming your cat, you know, checking for them. But if you are treating the cat for ticks, they should die off.
Niamh, thank you so much for all of that advice. Niamh Fagan there, our vet. Thank you for listening. The programme was produced by John Byrne. Research by Emma Cawley. Today, our broadcast coordinators, Anna Rose Charlton and Kieran Dunn, was on sound.